Chapter 3. The Three Fundamental Rays of the Seven Spirit. The root of the serpent fire system, the plexus sacralis, is connected either to the light power system of dialectics, the system of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or to the light power system of the universal seven spirit, the system of the tree of life. You must realize clearly that by means of the streams of light, root substance of a particular composition is being radiated to you and is entering your system. Root substance is building material, cosmic material. The threefold serpent fire system absorbs this building material via its root system, draws it upward into the head sanctuary, and fills the seven brain cavities with it. It is out of these seven elementary building materials that a human being lives, that a human being exists as to his or her entire state of being. They determine the density and nature of the various vehicles of the personality. It therefore makes an enormous difference with which spaces and states of root substance a human being is connected. When we say God is light, we mean that the Logos sends building materials to us via his light, and with the aid of these we will be able to carry out his plan for us and for the all manifestation. There are seven different divine light streams, and so there are also seven root elements out of which a human being must live. The ancients called them the seven harmonies. The candidate in the Gnostic mysteries must completely be able to react to these seven harmonies. He has to be able to possess them completely and to store them in the seven brain cavities, the storehouse of his state of life. The true human being, which possesses an active threefold serpent fire, absorbs a fundamental threefold prana via his threefold tree of life. This threefold prana is concentrated in the three higher brain cavities, and being fundamental, it opens up the rest of the system for the four other streams of life. In the dialectical human being, in whom the two canals of the sympathetic cords are not connected via the plexus sacralis, only one fundamental stream of life can enter in the way mentioned above, with the result that the three higher brain cavities are filled with one and the same breath of life. You will be able to imagine that a disturbance in such a fundamental organism will not only make a human being abnormal, but at the same time will make him in all respects different from what is included in the plan. The three fundamental breaths must cooperate in the three higher brain cavities if there is to be any question of original human genesis. These three can be indicated, outside of the mysteries, by the numbers 1, 5, 7 or by the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The group of dialectical people that can react to the first ray only shows the signature of having an ineradicable drive for a religious mode of life. The group of dialectical people that can react to the fifth ray only constantly strives for the expansion of the intellectual faculty, and the group which is completely attuned to the seventh ray is constantly busy performing activities with great energy. How is it possible that in such a disturbed organism the longing for the restoration of what was violated, for the liberation from the wheel of birth and death, can emerge? At a certain moment this longing rises up from the human heart. Firstly, the heart is closely linked with the three higher brain cavities, and secondly, the heart is the seat of the spiritual human being, as the universal teachings tell us. We know this is correct. We know about the original atom. We know about the reflection atom and the rosebud enclosed in the heart. For this reason, the human being will at a certain moment, when he has been beaten long enough and hard enough by the lashes of Nemesis, i.e. by the original power, begin to hear a strange voice speaking in his heart. It is the voice of the Sphinx that is almost buried in the desert sand. It is the voice that calls and pleads for liberation. Whoever responds to this voice in piety and godliness and follows the path shown to him year after year will be able to restore the threefold serpent fire. And from that moment on, the three higher brain cavities can be filled with the three fundamental rays of the seven spirit. This has marvelous consequences. For example, the often discussed pineal gland is situated in the sixth brain cavity. As soon as this gland receives its divine nutrients, great things begin to occur in the life of the pupil. Perhaps it is a good idea to explain these things a little more closely. One of the functions of the pineal gland is that of an atomic reactor. By this, we mean that the pineal gland determines the nature, the structure, and the essence of the atoms, which form the foundation of the construction of the personality. The atoms the human body is composed of possess a certain quality. They correspond to a certain crystallization factor. The pineal gland determines and produces this quality and all its consequences. The pineal gland emits atoms with great generated force. It will be clear that when the threefold serpent fire is restored and the three fundamental rays of the seven spirit can fill the three higher brain cavities with their radiations, the pineal gland is stimulated to start a completely new activity. The atomic generator will produce new atoms and spread them throughout the whole being. You will realize that this must result in transfiguration. The spiritual testament of the Brotherhood of the Rosy Cross speaks of the sixth candlestick that must be lit. That sixth candlestick is the sixth brain cavity containing the pineal gland. Hence, when a Rosicrucian ignites the sixth candlestick, this means the beginning of the transfiguration in him. A certain Dr. August Stern has written a newspaper article about the building blocks of nature. He says, "The building blocks of nature play a determining role in our brain. It is a pity for all scientists who study the human consciousness and who have no knowledge of the physics of atoms and atomic nuclei. They will have to return to college to learn to understand the physics underlying the mental processes taking place in the brain. To sum up, as all pupils together form a focal point of the young Gnostic Brotherhood, they reflect the spiritual omnipresent light. With increasing urgency you are being called, and with increasing vigor you are being impelled towards the new creation, towards the conscious manifestation of the new creature, by means of a conscious mode of life based on the soul, in Gnostic magic living, starting with the new activity of the heart in the physical body, and ending with the extinguishing of the last vestiges of the old astral life in the astral body. Your attention is drawn ever more urgently to the need to free the astral body from the astral sphere of the nature of death. In the name of God, you are being prepared for the ascent of the spirit soul into the electrical fire ether, the fifth ether, released by the Holy Spirit, so that the awakened spirit soul can breathe, live, and work in it. We therefore hope that very fresh impulses will spring from the heart as a result of your Gnostic directedness and your sensitive susceptibility to the inflowing forces and radiations. May you receive these as a new breath from and through the Holy Spirit, in harmonious attunement to the spirit-soul light of the field of resurrection. May the change from an outward person to an inner man soon be complete.